morning, everyone. This is Pastor Brian Speroni from the Pasco Community Baptist Church, and I want to welcome you to our virtual Easter morning service. I'm so glad that you're able to join us this morning. As you can tell, I'm not in the church today. I am on top of the hill next to the church. This is where we would normally have held our Easter sunrise service at 6:30 this morning. But since we can't do that, I thought I'd share with you the 10 o'clock service from up here on the hill. And I am so glad to have you with us. Now, as we proceed with the service, I'm sure you'll hear different sounds in the background. You'll hear cars going by. We're not too far from the road. I also noticed that one of my neighbors has decided to use his chainsaw this morning to cut some trees, so you might hear that. I heard somebody hammering a little bit ago, you might hear that. But let's not be distracted by those noises. Instead, let's ignore them and focus on the Lord. Now, I'd like to begin our service with a word of prayer. So if you bow your heads and join me in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for sending your Son to be our Savior. And we thank you that he was willing to go to the cross to pay for our sins, and that he rose again 3 days later. And we're so thankful for the salvation that is provided through him when we put our faith and our trust in him. We thank you that we can gather this morning by way of Facebook to celebrate the resurrection. And Lord, my prayer is that everything that's said and done in this service this morning will please you and honor you and glorify you. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what I'd like to do is sing for you an old Easter hymn. This is a hymn that we sing in our church every Easter. And so if you're familiar with this hymn, what I'd like you to do is join right in with me. Right where you are, lift up your voice and sing with me, "Let Us Worship the Lord Together." It's the old Easter hymn, "Christ Arose." Are you ready? Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death could not keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Amen. I hope you sang along with me this morning. If you'd be so kind now as to take your Bibles, and I hope you have them handy, and turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. That's where we'll be reading this morning. Matthew, chapter 28, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8. And so if you've got your Bible open, I invite you to read along with me, Matthew 28, 1 through 8. And it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now at this time, I'm going to ask one of my daughters, Crystal, to come and sing another Easter song. And she's going to join me in this song. And again, this is a familiar Easter song. God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate you singing with me. I'd also like to say thank you to my daughter, Kirsten, who is on the other side of the camera doing the live stream for us this morning. Now, before we get into the message, let us pray one more time. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word and for the opportunity now to look into it. And I pray that through the preaching of your word, you would touch each and every heart. I pray that everybody that's listening would receive something this morning that would be of blessing and help and encouragement to them. And we certainly pray that if there's anybody listening that does not know Jesus in a personal way as Savior and Lord, I pray that today they'd see that to be their greatest need and that they would open their heart and receive him. So have your way in this preaching time now through the working of your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. The morning of the resurrection brought a message that was the end of the fear of death. There is no longer a reason to fear it. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says this, For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, that's speaking about us, he also himself, that is Jesus, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them, now notice this, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Because of what Jesus has done, there is no longer a reason to live in bondage to the fear of death. There is no longer a reason to fear the wrath of God. Jesus brought an end to that fear through his resurrection to those who believe. Now, if you still have your Bible open, I'd like you to look once again at Matthew 28 and verses 5 through 7. And it says, "The angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you." Now this morning, I want you to see that as a result of the resurrection, there are three lessons that we need to learn. Now, we've already mentioned the first one, and that is we do not need to be afraid. The message of the angel addresses the basic need of the human heart, which is the removal of fear. These women had multiple reasons to be afraid. The world they knew had come crashing down. Over the last few days, everything they expected fell apart. First, Jesus died in a series of events that were to them completely unexpected. And the result was a lingering sense of fear. Their world had literally been turned upside down. Second, Jesus was nowhere to be found. The women were headed to the tomb where Jesus was buried. They were headed there to finish the task of anointing his body, and the events of the morning only added to their fear. There was an earthquake, just as there had been on the day of the crucifixion, and the women no doubt experienced that event. And then if that wasn't enough, they arrived at the tomb to find the Roman soldiers lying on the ground like dead men, and the stone rolled away with an angel sitting on top of it. That sight alone would have been both glorious and terrifying at the same time. And it was for that reason that the first words of the angel were, "Fear not ye." The angel understood the unnerving nature of the morning's events and the events of the last few days. And immediately he begins to put their fears to rest. And his message should do the same for us. We often come into situations that unnerve us or rattle our sensibilities, like what people are going through right now with the coronavirus scare that's taking place. And it's in these times that the words of the angel have the ability to echo through the ages of time to our hearts and say the same thing that they said to the women, "Fear not ye." There is no longer a reason to fear the things that give us the greatest anxiety, the biggest of which, as we read in Hebrews 2, is the subject of death. Our greatest fear was relieved by an empty tomb. Our greatest need was taken care of through the resurrection. Jesus came to dispel the reality of fear in the human heart. And our job as Christians is the same job given to the women that morning. It's to go and tell the good news. You see, you cannot be a witness of the resurrection without sharing it. It's just totally impossible to witness that event and not tell others. And if you're a Christian, you're a true believer in Christ, your trust is in Christ alone for forgiveness and eternal life, then you have experienced that saving resurrection power in your own life. And so in that sense, you too are a witness of the resurrection. See, the moment we encounter Christ and come face to face with the reality of the empty tomb and the fact that Jesus didn't just die, but rose again 3 days later, victorious over death and hell and sin and the grave, when we come face to face with that reality and believe it, we are changed. And we are charged with being his witnesses. We are given the responsibility to share the good news with others, the news of the life-changing power of Christ. We're to be faithful in telling the story. As we read in Hebrews 2, we were in bondage to the fear of death. But by faith in Christ and in his death and resurrection, we have been delivered from that fear. And it's something we never, ever, ever need to fear again. And because it is the greatest piece of news ever to fall on human ears, it is our privilege and our honor and our duty to tell it to others. So the first lesson of the resurrection is we don't need to be afraid. Now the second lesson is this. We need to be aware. We need to be aware. The message of the angel was not only to dispel fear, but was also to raise awareness. The women were at the tomb to look for Jesus. And the angel speaks to them to make them aware of an unexpected reality. He says, he is not here. The one the women sought was gone. And his body was not stolen or moved, but was supernaturally removed. They did not expect to find the empty tomb. And they are shocked by the reality of the resurrection. Jesus would no longer be found among the dead because he was risen. Now, Jesus was dead. These women were there when he was nailed to the cross. These women were there when they took him off the cross and prepared his body for burial. These women were at the tomb when Jesus was laid to rest. They understood the reality that their king was dead. And so the angel intentionally reminds them of the words of Jesus and his promise to rise from the dead. In verse 7 he says, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. And that truth right there, the truth of the resurrection, is at the core of what we believe as Christians, making the words of the angel to be just as much for us as those words were for the women. We too need to be aware of the resurrection, because without the resurrection, there is no forgiveness. Without the resurrection, there is no eternal life. And without the resurrection, there is no hope. If Jesus is just a dead and buried Savior and not a risen living Savior, then there is no hope beyond this life. I think of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 through 19. He writes, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Paul says there's no hope without the resurrection. But I am so glad that his statement does not end there. You know what the next verse says? 1 Corinthians 15:20. It says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Amen and amen. We don't need to be afraid anymore of the subject of death because Jesus has taken the sting out of it. That is for those who believe. And we need to be aware. Aware of what? Aware of what Jesus said in Revelation 1:18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And so we don't need to be afraid, and we need to be aware. And then the third and final lesson that I want to point out to you this morning is again something we've touched on, and it's this. We need to be active. The angel gives the women two simple instructions. First, come and see. And second, go and tell. The angel wanted the women to come and see the empty tomb for themselves. And so he says in verse 6, come see the place where the Lord led. The instruction is for them to look into the inner chamber of the tomb. Their invitation to see inside the tomb is an invitation to become witnesses. God chose these women to be the first witnesses of the resurrection. And once they see the empty tomb and experience the reality of the resurrection, the angel then encourages them to go and tell the others. And that's our challenge as believers as well. As the gospel song says, Christ is risen. Sing it, shout it, tell a waiting world about it. And let me tell you this. If you have never placed your faith and trust in the Savior who died on the cross for your sins and who rose again 3 days later, that is your greatest need. And I challenge you, don't let another Easter go by without coming to know in a personal way the Savior of the resurrection. Call out to Him today. And let me help you with this if I can. If you'd like to receive Christ into your heart as your Savior and Lord this morning, how about bowing your head with me right now, right where you are, and joining me in this simple prayer of inviting Christ to be your Savior. Just bow your heads and pray right along with me. Lord, I know I'm a sinner and deserve hell. But I believe you died for my sin on the cross so I could be forgiven. And I believe you rose again 3 days later so that I could have eternal life. I now turn from my sin and I invite you to come into my heart to be my Savior and Lord. I trust in you and you alone for cleansing from sin. I trust in you and you alone for an entrance into heaven someday. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for coming into my heart and making me one of your children, part of your family. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, would you let me know? Now, you can do that in a number of ways. You could comment on my Facebook page or on the church Facebook page. Or you could write to me at Pasco Community Baptist Church, 111 Church Street, Pasco, Rhode Island, 02859. Or you could email me at brypams@juno, that is juno.com. Or you could pick up the phone and give me a call at 401-568-4963. But if you prayed with me, I would love to hear from you so that I can rejoice along with you in your newfound faith in the resurrected Christ. Now, before we close the service, I want to share with you one more Easter hymn, another very familiar one. We sing it every Easter at our church. And if you know this again, I invite you to join right in with me where you are. Let's worship the Lord together. It's the hymn, He Lived. If you know it, sing along with me.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walked with me and talked with me along my narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for sending your Son to be our Savior. We rejoice in the fact that not only did He die for our sins, but He rose again so we could spend eternity with you someday. And I thank you, Lord, for that salvation that is provided through Him when we trust Him in our hearts to be our Savior. And Lord, again, I pray that if there's somebody listening that does not know Christ, I pray that right now they would open their heart and invite Him in. Lord, I pray that this morning they would come to know the Savior of the resurrection. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us this morning here on our Facebook worship service here on Easter Sunday morning. I'm so glad you were able to be with us. Now, once we're finished with this service, it will then be posted on our church Facebook page. You can see it again there. Or you could listen to an audio version of it on our church website, pcbcri.org. You just click on sermons. Or something new that we've added this week, the service will also be posted on our new church's YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube and type in Pasco Community Baptist Church. Make sure you get that first name, because there are quite a number of Community Baptist churches. So type Pasco Community Baptist Church, and not only will you see a video of this service, but all the services that we've done recently. And so God bless you, everybody. I hope you can join me again next week at this same time on Facebook to worship the Lord and to hear the preaching of His Word. And just this thought in closing as we end the service, He is risen.